old-fashioned that women have pieced together.
Oh, quilts.
Okay.
Yeah. I've had pieced quilts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way back in the gym. I had a lot of mine to make all the quilts before we married, and I'd, you know, hopefully got bought stuff.
Yeah.
I'd go there and stay at night. She, I don't know how many she did. Huh?
I don't know.
She did have some too.
Is there anything else women would make for a bed?
For a bed?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd have to make a pencil pillowcase like I told you about my mother picking the gee, not hold the head, make pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make some pillows and cases to put them in, you know.
What about Cali pin?
Yeah, that's right.
Cali pin.
What's
that?
That's similar to
spur.
Just about the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a lighter thing, I call it. We'll use the kind of thing.
They were pretty.
Okay, suppose you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds, say, for... You might make...
Pallets down.
Okay, what's that now?
Pallets. Spread down. That's where you were talking about... I was telling you about, you know, my mother and dad being old Baptists. They used to... I never did tell you about how he's come way back here when I was small. They'd come in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And if the meeting started on Friday morning, they'd come in on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put up at a hot certain place, and you could keep the mules wagging there, and usually they'd try to put up close enough where they could walk.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have any cars or nothing. And very few of them had buggies, back when I'm talking about when I was really small. And they load up, had chairs, just like with plain, you know, street chair. They'd just sit in that wagon and they'd ride in there, sitting in there. All the women had their little children in there. I used to tickle me to death. Now, we'll forget one time I had a hailstorm and they had a meeting like that. And break out their horses all broke loose and all, pull the buggies all to pieces. And that's an awful time. I'll never forget it. That's been a long time ago. We had a hailstorm one time. Annie and got that since we were married. The children were small. We thought it was going to tear the house down. He got half knee deep in the outside when it come out of the house. Stayed on that about 2 days or better. Ground was white. Boy, that snow. And second Saturday in June. And they had stuff just covered up the ground and stayed that way. It didn't melt for about 2 days.
Yeah.
I never seen that. And the pieces, some of them was that big, yeah. They tore out one of those toaster. There's a church down here below here, Millview, because they tore every one of their head out of that church and down. Worse in places than was others.
Yeah.
Some places you didn't have very much.
Okay, I'm talking about land, you'd say.
Land?
We expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
good.
Okay, Eric, what about another word you might use for that?
Rich.
Okay, is there another word?
Land. Well, it's fertile, I guess you'd call it. Real fertile. Land.
Okay. What do you call flat lowland along the stream?
Bottom land.
Bottom land?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that good land?
Yeah, some of the best. Usually, because that is too wet water to stand. Get where the water could stand on some of it. It wouldn't be too good because it would drown out maybe, you know, if we had too much rain like we're having this year. Land where all of it's good land, but this year, if you have it, that boy is cutting hay up in the bottom of mine. This morning he's talking about it, and they got off in there. The water, been that much rain, it's...